Case number 10016, David Moore, north of Road 368, north of William Chandler Boulevard, being Lot 38 with a Southampton development, a variance from separation requirement between units. This is, I don't know when it was brought to my attention, all it is a house that's been there. The shower was attached to the house, which makes it liable for the regular setbacks and part of the setbacks. And the guy built a deck, so that means that he needs a variance from the original shower. He was there first. In other words, house was there first. So that means if he built a deck on, that he had to have that distance in between, and he doesn't have it.
Right. You need a three-foot variance.
Is there any other questions about that? I mean,
so what you're saying then that the shower is in compliance, but the deck's the one that's but deck's in violation.
Right. When the shower was put there, the separation was intact. When the deck was put there, that's when it started. That's the encroachment.
Well, you know how we can take care of these. I run this by somebody tonight. You know how we can take care of these outside showers.
Right.
Just put a fence right. You don't have a roof on it. It'd just be a fence.
There you go.
Like mine.
Huh?
Like mine.
Yeah, like really. It is a fence, right? It's not closed in to have a roof on it, right?
That excites.
That's a fence.
It's just a fence.
Chair's on the wall, out the exterior wall.
That's right. It's the exterior wall. Right. Yeah. You know, it's just higher up.
No,
you got
exposure.
You got outside speakers, right?
No lateral exposure.
Well, you got an outside speaker. So you just have a fence around an outside speaker. I'm sorry about the comedy, but that's right.
Kelly says hers doesn't have even walls around it.
Oh, all right. Okay, see? So there we go. Can we eliminate that? Can we put that in the order? You write that in the order for us to help us?
Be careful, Kelly. You're going to get some neighbors you don't want.
I hope Rick didn't. He ain't listening to me.
Neighbors you don't want.
I mean, sure, you got outside speakers.
I already got one, trust me. I want to
see. No, but seriously, you got. I mean, I'm going to get away from this right quick. I don't want to take too much time. But you got outside speakers, right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay, it's an outside speaker.
So you just have a fence around it.
It's not a shower because you have a roof on it. Right? I mean, I'm not going to get into tonight, no debate, but it's just something I...
I think the issue was...
I brought it up today with the same thought, and...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, this afternoon, we mentioned it this afternoon, and it's just... You see a lot of these.
Seriously, you do, though. We get them all the time.
If a person meets a setback requirement, they could actually put a fence up higher than 7 feet, because it would be a permit, and it's going to be issued based on height. The height issue is when it's at the property line or within the setback.
Within setbacks, right.
We had a fence at off Route 1 in, what's that called, where the piano place is, North Red Mill Pond, Willow Creek Subdivision or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's got a fence that's 10 feet high.
Did you say, yeah, then about Schaefer's
Yeah, he had a variance because it was in the setback. But somebody else did the same thing. And not too far away from that, but it met the setback requirements. It can go as high as it wanted.
Yeah.
What was the confusion about this? I mean, who was responsible for what?
I think it was which came first.
Yeah, that's normal. That's the first thing we check.
Right.
The first thing we check for a variance is to.
I'm just trying to help you, Dave, to get out of it. You know, just put.
A person will say, I'm coming in for a variance, and the other guy will say, well. I don't need a variance. You need a variance. Well, we have to determine who's right. Who needs a variance?
Yeah, but was there a permit issued for the shower?
Well, in this case, this is not a subdivision lot. This is a single-family condo. Single-family house in a condominium-type sales. Right. So it's designed based on a site plan with a clustering, and there's spacing based on the ordinance. I think it said it had to be 20 feet apart.
Right.
So they did build something that encroached it.
The important thing to remember is when you have a condo or a multifamily, that it's the setbacks don't necessarily mean when you see the front setbacks or anything. They're established by the commission how they set it up, okay, when they set up that subdivision. It could be 26 feet. It could be 30 feet. The next house could be 24 feet.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily mean...
Okay.
So what we have to do is pull the site plan, just so you know that. So have a caution when you look at a multifamily, things like that, so that you understand that it's by per site plan.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. Is there any further discussion on case number 10016? If not, Chair, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 10016. Minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion? Okay, a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10016. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. The next one is